Hello, Mice Rise. This episode, I'm going to be talking about my New Year's resolutions. And I'm very excited because I have new equipment. Like right now, I'm holding a microphone and I have earbuds in my ears, and there are like all these chargers everywhere, and it's very interesting. So yeah, fancy equipment. I got these for... No, not Christmas. It's for Sinterklaas. It's this holiday that's like from the Netherlands. So yeah. Anyway, yeah. Let's get into the episode then. So last year I already made a New Year's resolutions episode about 2023. And right now, I'm going to be recording one for 2024. So first, we're going to look back on last year, the resolutions that I had that year, and see how they went. Did I really do the things that I vowed to do? I don't think I used that word correctly. Well, no, maybe. Promised to do? Vowed to do? I don't even know. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see. For last year, I wrote down that I wanted to have good grades. Let's say I did not, like, fully maybe do that one, but my grades weren't bad at all. They were okay, actually, because I passed the year, and that is what it is all about, people. It doesn't matter if your grades are, like, A pluses or B's, as long as you pass, I think you did a great job. I think you did a great job. Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah. My mindset in that way has changed recently, because when I was younger, I always wanted like A's and A pluses and maybe like A minus or like a B plus, but like, well, no, not a B, no, yeah, so like A minus is not less than that. I'm sorry, people, I don't know shit about like A's and B's and C's. Here in the Netherlands, we just give grades like from 1 to 10, kind of, 10 being the best. I never wanted something below like a 7, preferably, and like a 6 was just fine, but a 5 only for certain subjects, so French, for example, a 5 for French is great. I thought that was great. But over the years, things started to get more difficult. Yeah. So my... How do you call it? My expectations for the year are getting lower every year. Wow. Yeah, very positive. No, but anyway, so what I think, like 3 years ago, I thought my grades right now were bad. Right now, I'm like, well, they're just grades, right? Yeah, so, anyway, I'm still school-driven, though. Like, it's not as if I really don't care about school. I still want to pass. It's just that if I pass with all sixes, and maybe, like, a 7 or an 8 in subjects that I'm better at, like, that's fine. That's truly fine. If I pass with 1, 5, and for the rest it's like all 6s and 7s, then that's fine too, as long as I pass, basically. And I do want some things that I'm better at. Like, I won't be satisfied with only 6s and nothing more. Like, if you only have like 5.7, 5.8, 6.1, and it's all that, then you're like, are you really good at anything? That's what I would ask myself. Am I really good at anything, truly? I don't think so, because otherwise I would have had an 8 in there somewhere. Like, if you know for yourself, like, oh, I'm not that good at school, but I'm, like, street smart, then that's great. That's great, but I know I'm not that street smart. No, just kidding. I'm actually quite street smart, but also school smart. But, like, my school smartness has dropped. Yeah, it's just... it's going down. It's going down every time. Anyway. So yeah, my New Year's resolution, having good grades, well, they weren't great, but they weren't bad. So I think having good grades, yeah, checked it off. Next. Last year I wanted to try different foods. I actually did that. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Okay, no, just not do that. Please don't. previous Christmas, I actually ate salmon, you know, like the smoked salmon, even though I like it cooked better, but like smoked salmon, just the texture, it feels like it's raw. It feels like it's just you're eating raw fish, and I don't know, I don't vibe with that. Mm-mm, not really. But I ate it. So I tried that out. I tried eating strawberries. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I'm basically outing myself here. I don't like strawberries. Please don't unfollow me. Please. I just, like, the taste of strawberries isn't bad per se. But, like, you know, strawberry candy and that kind of stuff, like, that is good. Strawberry puree kind of stuff in, like, cakes, that's great. But just a plain strawberry doesn't taste like strawberry. Not like the candy. And I don't know, it's just weird. Strawberries, they aren't as sweet as they should be, in my opinion. They're not, like, I don't know, they're just strawberries. They're not that tasty. Yeah, I don't know. That's very controversial. I shouldn't say that. Because I'm very afraid that you guys will hate me for that. Because everybody I tell to, like, I don't like strawberries. They always look at me. They immediately stop talking. They turn around. They look at me and they're like, what? You don't like strawberries? And I'm like... yeah, because I know that's gonna happen, because always I'm like, hi, I'm Caitlin and I don't like strawberries. It's like, hi, I'm not your friend anymore, unfollow, bye. It just hurts. Yeah, anyway, next. So resolution number 3, setting priorities. School is more important than friends. My health is more important than school. Get rid of toxic friends before it affects me. I do not really have toxic friends now, and I want to keep it that way. Okay, so toxic friends. I do have a toxic friend right now. The people who get it. The people that don't. And if you don't get it, then you might just be the person I'm talking about. No, just kidding. Actually, not 100% kidding. There's a chance that I'm talking about you. But I don't know who you are, so you're probably fine. No, but that person, like, it's okay. Like, right now, I'm not talking so much to that person right now, so we're fine. We're fine. And it hasn't affected me at all that much. It's just like, I don't know how to unfriend that person because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Because it's not as if the person is 100% bad. Nobody, I think, is 100% bad. Everybody has something. Everybody is, like, I feel like a person becomes the person that they are because of everything, like, they experience in the past and stuff. So, like, you can't really, like, nobody is 100% bad, I think. It's just, like, they maybe have had traumas or something that made them do certain things that later they regret or whatever, but like nobody is 100% bad. Although some people are just not that good. Yeah. Anyway, school is more important than friends, all that, like, things that I wrote down. I kind of did that. Not 100%, but I don't know. I don't know if I did that one. Anyway, next. Be myself and live my life to the fullest. Wear whatever I want to wear. I don't care what other people think. There will always be people who like you for who you are, so be yourself. I did do that, I think. I don't really care that much about other people. Like, about their opinion of me. Like, it's not as if I'm actively trying for everybody to like me. I think. I hope so. Yeah, I think I did that one, kinda. Yeah. Yeah, overall, I think I did that one. The wear whatever I want to wear, I do. I really do. But I like fashion, you know? Like, I just wear whatever I want to wear. And I try stuff out, like, sometimes on the weekends, if I don't have to go to school, I just try, I try things out. See if I like it, and sometimes I don't, but I keep wearing it the whole day to really, like, get into the vibe, and sometimes at the end of the day I'm like, oh no, I really don't like this outfit. But for example, yesterday, I, did my hair in, like, a middle split thing. I don't know how you call it, I forgot the name. Anyway, and I made it very poofy. I have curly hair. And you can make it more curly or less curly. Like, you can finger coil and then it would be more dense, but also more, like, small, if you know what I mean. But I could also make my hair look like a bird's nest by brushing it out or whatever. You know, so, yesterday I made it very poofy by separating all of my curls a lot. And, you know, shaking my hair a bit, and, it was interesting, and at the beginning I was like, ooh, wow, there was a really a big part of, like, trust the process right there, because I looked in the mirror and I was like, what have I done? What have I done? So I just kept separating the curls, hoping for the best, and in the end, it did work out. It did work out, people. I'm just not 100%. I'm not 100% sure if I will do it again. Probably. I'm only 16, so there's a lot of life left to try stuff out, and I'll probably, like, do my hair like that again. But anyway. So yeah, I think I did do that one. Okay, so only two resolutions left from last year. Write in my notebook every day. So I have a notebook, for the people who still don't know or haven't listened to the episode from last year. If you have, then I'm very proud of you. Like, yes, yes, you are a real one. If you haven't, then what are you waiting for? I do not know. I suggest you first listen to this one, though. And then listen to all of my other episodes. Not all of them. Please don't listen to the Netflix recommendation. That one is pretty bad. Still, the fact that I pronounced it a series of unfortunate... unfortunate. Yes, a series of unfortunate events. What the fuck? A series of unfortunate events? Jesus. But can I really blame myself? I don't know how old I was. Probably like 13, 14. 14? Maybe. I don't know. Right now I'm probably making a lot of mistakes too, and when I'm like 18 I'll listen to this and be like, what the fuck? You were 16, you should have known better. But I don't care. I really don't. I hope that the recording right now is still fantastic with my microphone and stuff, because I really don't want to, like, record this one again. I really don't. Okay, so the last one. Oh, no! No, no, no! The writing my notebook every day. Did I do that? A short answer, no. No, I did not write in my notebook every day. Wait, I have it right here. Oh, okay, that sound was me trying to reach over to the ground. Reach over to the ground? Reach, I don't even know. Okay, so, I have it right here. This notebook, I have two. One I already finished, and one I'm writing in right now. So it started, the new notebook started December 25th, so Christmas, and then I wrote in it every day for like 3, 4, 5 months even. Let me see. Yeah, and then there was this gap, there was this moment where I was really busy and I just stopped writing. Okay, so from about June, yeah. So when we were in June, I was a little more busy and sometimes skipped a few days. Oh no, actually, no, I did quite well in June. And then you had July. And I was a little more busy in July, so I skipped that. Yeah, that's where it went wrong. But it always goes wrong in, like, July. Because in July, it's my birthday, and it's vacation, and I go to bed late, and I always write in the notebook before I go to bed, because that's just easy. Like, in the morning, when I wake up, I'm busy, I need to get dressed and stuff like that, and I don't want, like, another routine thing in the morning. I have enough to do in the morning already. And also, I just woke up. Like, I don't want to write down every thought of mine then. Like, it's way funnier to write it in the evening, like at 2 a.m. writing every thought down. Anyway, so I write it in the evening before I go to bed, but that is hard if you're going to bed very, very late, because the moment you're going to bed at 3 a.m. is the moment that you're so tired that you want to go to bed. And if you want to go to bed, then you don't want to write in your notebook. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I really need to get going, because right now we're talking for like 17 minutes, and I'm making this episode on my laptop right now, and I can only record for 30 minutes. Although, no, it doesn't matter. No, I can edit it. Mm-hmm. Whoa, Caitlin and editing? Wow, boom, breaking news. That is new. Mm-hmm. I'm for the people who don't know, I normally do not edit anything. I just get my phone, not even my laptop. I get my phone, I click record, and I just talk for like an hour straight, and then I stop, and I listen to it back on like 2x speed. And if I'm not bored yet, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, this sounds great, or this is crap, and then I don't end up posting it. I've had that like 3 times. There are probably like 3 episodes where I was like, oh, this is crap, I'm not gonna post this. But overall, I always post my episodes on there, because I'm like, yeah, who cares? If people want to listen to this, they listen, and if they don't, they don't. I really don't care. I would like to get popular one day, I would like to be famous, obviously, but if I don't, then that's fine, because the reason I made this podcast, I started this podcast, wasn't because I wanted to be famous, it was just because I felt like talking, and it's less weird to talk to yourself in a microphone than to just talk to yourself. If you're on the street and you talk to yourself, people will think you're a lunatic. But if you talk to a phone, then people will think you're calling someone. So there's a big difference. And I didn't want to be a lunatic. I wanted to be cool. And to be cool is to record whatever you're saying, and maybe people will be interested and actually listen to it. And, well, they ended up listening to it. So now I'm here. Yes. What was it? So yeah, there was a really big gap in like the, well, no, there was a small gap in like July and then August. I wrote everything down again, and then there was a gap from like a month almost. Like, I sometimes, rarely, like, twice a week wrote something down in September, and then from September 19th until, like, 2 days ago, I wrote nothing down, basically. I wrote, like, something down one day. 3 pages in one go. That's a lot. But yeah. And then I wrote nothing down again because I was too busy and didn't have any, like, I don't know. It's like, if there are so many things to talk about, like, wow, okay, focus. If you have a lot to say, but you don't want to write it down, then you don't. And then the day after that, you want to say a lot, but you also have the whole batch from the day before, so you don't write it down. And then you have a few days of nothing happening, but you don't really write it down because you're like, you're already out of your routine, you're already out of your like rhythm, like you write every evening and then you stop writing and then it's hard to pick up the routine again, kind of. Yeah, and most of the time if I have a lot to say, I always write it down, but sometimes you have a lot to say, but you only go to bed at 2 a.m. and then at 2 a.m. you don't want to write everything down, especially if you know it's gonna take 30 minutes to write it down, so, you know. And I'm not the type of person who just writes everything down in bullet points and then goes to bed. Like, I'm the person who really writes, like, a full page. People always ask me, don't you find it hard to, like, write everything down and, like, fully, like, write a full page? And I'm like, do I find it hard to write one page of my thought every day? No, I don't. I most of the time find it hard to stop at that one page and not continue. Because I want to continue, but I also don't because I'm tired and I want to go to bed. But like, truly, I could write more most of the time. Okay, so the last one from last year is create my personal style, try out new things, see what I like, blah 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 blah. Because, and then I talked about like the whole stuff, like what would you like to change about yourself to live your life to the fullest when you're a teenager? You're still growing mentally, physically, and emotionally. The older you get, the harder it gets to change habits about yourself. That's why you need to start now to be able to become a better version of yourself. I found that really deep. Like, when I wrote that down, I was like, wow, I could be a psychologist. I could be some kind of, like, person who does, like, TED Talks and, you know, like, yeah. So yeah, no, but I thought I was really smart in that moment. But I didn't truly do that 100%. I didn't really create my personal style. But it's also quite vague, like, create my personal style. What did I expect myself to do? Did I want to... Should I have made a mood board? Should I have made, like, all these things, like, this is me, and this is my personal style. I don't think I meant that, but what should I have done, you know? What aesthetics do you like? And I think the thing that I was getting at there was, like, that I need an aesthetic. Because the thing is, I do not have one aesthetic. There are a lot of aesthetics that I like, and from time to time I switch between them. Like, sometimes I'm more like dark academia, sometimes I'm more like clean girl, sometimes I'm more this, sometimes I'm more that, and sometimes randomly one day I'm emo, even though I don't feel emo. Like, it's just, you know? So yeah. My aesthetic is no aesthetic. I don't really have an aesthetic. Like, I still have, and other people too, that I see, like, a dress in a shop, and I'm like, oh, that screams Caitlin, you know, that just screams my name. And sometimes people are like, oh yeah, this is something you should wear, you know? But it's not really an aesthetic. I don't really have a aesthetic, you know? Okay, so, the New Year resolutions for this year. I have 4 minutes left, less than 4 minutes, actually. So yeah, let's just do it. Okay, so this one I didn't really write down that much, because, like, last year I had a whole, like, in my notes, I had, like, a whole list of everything with, like, the way I should explain it to you guys, and I wrote that all down in the evening one day, and then the next day I was like, okay, let's just make it the episode. But today, like, actually I wanted to make this episode, like, record it yesterday, but I didn't. I ended up making bracelets for the Mother Mother concert that I'm going to. Yo! So that's really fun. The band Mother Mother, by the way. If you don't know it, check it out. Or not, I don't care. wow. Anyway, so the New Year's resolution for this year, I actually came up with the last day of the year. Yeah. It was like, I don't know how late it was exactly, but I was like, ooh, there's only a few hours left to the next year. Maybe I should write down my New Year's resolutions. Because Angelique sent me, like, a Snapchat, and she was like, girl, do you have any New Year's resolutions? And I was like, didn't really think about that. Anyway, so this time I wrote down not that I want to get good grades, but that I want to have the grades that right now are very low, that I want to get them a little more high, you know, like, so they're not so low anymore. I wrote down that I want to go to the gym at least once a week, because I haven't been going the last past weeks. What is that? The past few weeks I haven't been going, because the week before the test week I wanted to learn for the test week. The week from the test week was, you know, test week, so I couldn't go, because all the time I had I wanted to, like, I was either making tests or learning for the test I had the next day, so that wasn't working. And then afterwards, immediately afterwards, it was like Christmas and then New Year, and now we're here. And I went to the gym like 3 days ago, 2 days ago? Three days ago. So I actually did go, yeah. Oh no, I have 30 seconds left. Ah, I'm gonna stop. And then I'm gonna start a new recording and paste it into this one. Okay, bye. Hello, I'm back. So, where was I? It took a really long time for the recording to load, and, you know, oh my gosh, I need to sneeze. Oh no, maybe I don't. Okay, we're good. Okay. So, yeah. So I didn't go to the gym for like a really long time. Like, oh, slightly over a month. And now I really need to go again. But, you know, Luna, my best friend, we sometimes, whoa, what? I'm sorry. I go to the gym once a week with Luna. So now I really have a reason to go because, like, we need to go. Like, we told each other, like, we need to go every, what was it, like, Tuesday, Monday, whatever. We need to go to the gym. At least an hour, you know, like, we both will go. So now I really need to go, because if you're alone, you're like, oh yeah, I'll just do it now, or oh, I'll just do it, like, tomorrow, or the day after that, or it doesn't matter. But if you made plans with a person, like, you can't just be like, oh yeah, no, I'm not going. Unless you really have a good reason, but then you need to reschedule. But with yourself, you can just reschedule for days and days and days until it's the next week and you didn't end up going, you know? But with someone else, it's like different, you know? So Luna's my gym buddy, you know? Okay, so those two resolutions I had, and then number three is that I wanted to put a little more effort into my outfits, because I always think about my outfits. I never just grab something and put it on and just go about my day. I always, even if it's like for 30 seconds, I always think about my outfit. And if I put something on and I know that, oh no, I'm not gonna feel comfortable in that, then I change, if I have the time, obviously. But I just always do think about my outfits. And sometimes I just experiment a little more, or, you know. But I feel like I haven't been experimenting that much lately. Like, I have been experimenting a bit more with makeup, because normally I never wear makeup. Like, in the past, I never wore makeup. When I was younger, I did have, like, these makeup boxes and stuff. And I did do my makeup for fun sometimes. But very rarely, you know, or with friends, you know. But like, overall, I never, as a child, I never wore makeup outside, or also kind of inside, you know, like, only sometimes as, like, playing with the makeup, you know, but that's different. But as a child, I never wore, like, mascara or, like, lipstick outside, like, only, like, lip gloss and stuff like that. Well, maybe lipstick sometimes, but also just for fun. Anyway, and as a child, I experimented with clothes a lot, and a lot of the time I looked hideous. Like, I'm telling you, sometimes I wore, like, a pink panty. You don't call it a panty in English. Maillot? It's a maillot, I don't know, that's not how you call it in English. Like, the tights. Tights! That's the word! Wow. Because a panty is like the underwear. I know that. That's why it sounded weird when I said it out loud. I was like, what? Anyway, so, tights. Yeah, I wore, like, bright pink tights, or like, purple with, like, a print on it, or whatever. And then a skirt, which doesn't match at all, and then a really bright t-shirt again, and I'd put in, like, pigtails, and have, like, neon yellow glasses, like the sunglasses. Oh, those were, like, my statement piece always. I love those glasses. Like, they were neon yellow, and they were like the how do you call it, pilot kind of, like, glasses, you know what I mean, like the ones that cool pilots in movies always wear, in films, I want to be British, or I want to be a bit more British, so I should say films. anyway, I was an iconic child, let's just say that. But right now I feel like I haven't been experimenting that much with clothes. It wasn't basic, but I feel like my outfits were not really wow factor anymore. Like, sometimes I did get compliments still, but there was also this one girl who told me that my outfits were, like, a lot of the time, like, not that cool, you know? And I was like, well, yeah, you're right, but you shouldn't say it. Like, you didn't have to say it, you know? So I was like, maybe I should put in a bit more effort. Because Angelique, she always looks cool, basically. Even if she didn't put in that much effort, like, her outfit was basic enough that it was still cute, you know? And I also don't want to have, like, that, like, I also don't want to have bad fashion days. I don't want to go to school in clothing where I'm like, yeah, no, this is, like, not cute at all. Like, I'd rather go to school in, like, a bit more basic outfit, but still, like, main character, than to go to school in an outfit which I know just isn't really the vibe, because I really didn't put in that much effort. I don't know, like, I'd rather just wear basic blue jeans with a black top and a belt and be basic, but still be cool, instead of a print. Well, should I? May I say that? Copyright and stuff? Oh, I don't know. I just, the first thing I thought of was that, was because I have a sweater with those characters on it. But the sweater, it's not bad, but it's just not fashion girly, you know? It's not cute in that way. But it's not a bad sweater at all, and that's the point. But if I wear it, I don't feel cool. I feel comfy, but I don't feel cool. But there are a lot of outfits that I could wear to feel comfy and cool. So why do I end up wearing the other thing then? You know? And that's the point. Like, I don't want to have days where I wear basic clothes. If I could wear cool clothes, because I have so many clothes, like, I could wear a cool outfit every day. Every day. So it would just be a shame to wear something that just isn't vibing if I could wear something cool instead. It's funny because when I was talking about the basic outfit, I said, like, blue jeans, and, like, a black top and a belt. That is literally what I'm wearing right now. That's why I said it, because right now I'm wearing a black turtleneck, blue jeans, but they're, like, oversized, and a belt to keep the pants up. Yeah, no, without the belt, it still doesn't fall off, but it's just very, very low-waisted, and I just feel a little more comfortable with the belt there, because I know for a matter of fact that it won't fall off. And with the other one, sometimes my underwear is visible, you know? But anyway, my outfit right now is slaying. It's very, like, model of duty, but it is quite basic, and that's the thing. I want to experiment a bit more, but that is the reason. Oh no, my laptop! Ah, I hope the recording is still recording. Okay. Whew. I'm so happy. For the you probably don't understand what has happened, but my laptop just went like black because I haven't been like pushing any button, so it went in sleeping mode. Oh, I was so scared. I was like, oh no, those 10 minutes would be gone. Anyway, what was I saying? So yeah, my outfit right now is it's like quite basic, but it is it is me trying out new things, because I normally don't wear oversized jeans, you know, and I wanted to try it out again. But yesterday I wore a black mini dress with a red turtleneck underneath it, and tights which are gray and have like a plaid like print on it, the black stripes and a few red stripes on it. So the red from the tights matches with the red from the turtleneck, and the black from the dress, the black from the dress matches with my eyes, my heart, no, just kidding, not my heart, a little bit my hair, although my hair is very, very dark brown, so it isn't actually black, but, so yeah, the dress also matches with the tights, because it has black stripes, the tights, so yeah, and because the tights are, like, funky, it already is, like, a statement. Anyway, but I really liked it, and I also wore a necklace with it, with the outfit, and it was like a red crystal. I'm not sure, it probably was like carnelian or whatever, but yeah, so that also matches, and it just was a really nice outfit overall, so yeah. Oh yeah, and then obviously black combat boots. The black Mary Janes that I have would also look really nice with it, but I really didn't want to wear heels that day, you know? But that outfit, I really like it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy that I wore it. Anyway, oh yeah, my New Year's resolutions! Yeah. There was one more, I think. Oh wait, now, I still need to grab it over here. Yeah, so, the last one. Oh yeah. So, I wrote down that this year not necessarily want to, but I am open to making more mistakes or bad decisions. But I wrote it down poorly, but I didn't know how to express myself in the moment. But what I meant was making more kind of impulsive decisions. As explanation, I kind of wrote down that as a teenager, like, it's the time to make more, like, bad decisions. Because, like, you can learn from the mistakes you make and grow as a person, you know? And people won't look at you weird if you do so. If you make a mistake and you're a teenager, it's like, oh, you were young, you were trying things out, and now you made a mistake, and it's okay, and you can learn from it, and then you won't make the mistake again as an adult. But, like, if you don't make any mistakes during this time of your life, then you also won't, you also won't learn from those mistakes because you didn't make any mistakes. And then if you make those kind of mistakes as an adult, then, you know, people will look at you, like, weird, be like, why did you do that? Like, everybody knows that that's, like, not good to do, but, like, you didn't know that. Or you maybe did, like, hear from people, like, oh, if you're in this situation, like, you shouldn't do this. But in your mind, it's like, oh, what's the worst that could happen? Like, I never tried it, I don't think it would be that bad. But then you end up making a big mistake, you know? Or you won't make a mistake. You will listen to what other people say. They're like, oh yeah, I was in this situation once and blah, 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 blah. But maybe their situation isn't the same as yours and stuff. And like, I don't know. I just feel like it's good to really learn from your own, like, memories and like things you did in the past, instead of just taking the advice of other people like solely. Like, if you only take the advice of other people, then I feel like you're not actually exploring the world. I feel like, I'm not sure if it makes sense, because this right now I'm just blabbing about like everything, and I haven't actually really thought this through. Just like the episode from before, by the way. Oh my gosh, I need to tell you guys. I made that episode about like the pain in the lives of other people. I think it was named that, like that. I don't even know. But yeah, the pain episode. It was very controversial, and even I acknowledge that, and I see that, like, I feel that. I do not 100%, like, agree with everything I said in that episode, and that's okay, you know, because we grow as people, you know, and sometimes you say or do stuff that you don't, like, later on you're like, oh, well, I don't know if I should have said that out loud, but that's okay sometimes, because now is the moment to make those mistakes and not have, you know, as big of a consequence. Like, if right now I would be famous, if right now I would have thousands, millions of people listening to this, and I would make the pain episode again, and people would listen to it, they might, you know, like, cancel me. I don't know. The cancel culture of, like, these days, it's, like, insane. I really don't like it. But, you know, like, now I say it, and now I acknowledge that maybe everything I said wasn't that good. But I was, like, thinking about stuff. I'm, like, a philosophy kid. Like, I need to think about things, and you know, sometimes they don't 100% make sense, and that's okay. That's okay. No, but I don't 100% agree that everyone has the same amount of pain, but I do think there were some things that I said in the episode that did make sense, or at least were, like, smart of me to think about, you know, like. But no, not everybody has the same amount of pain. If you have, like, some poor kid in some country that is, like, not fully developed and stuff like that, and they're really poor, and they're an orphan, and, like, there could be all this stuff going on in their lives, and it's obviously not at all comparable with someone in the West living the luxury life. I don't even know, but I do feel like people can experience pain differently, and for some person, failing a test could be almost as bad as losing a dog, their dog. I don't even know, like, I feel like just because you have it bad doesn't mean that somebody else has it, shouldn't feel pain. Well, that sounds very logical, but I saw a video a few days ago talking about that, and I just thought it was very insightful, and it was better explained than my pain episode from, I don't know, 40 minutes. But they basically talked about, I really don't know, by the way, who made this video, like, but it was something like, what was it? Yeah, so if someone has pain, then that doesn't matter that somebody else may not have it bad. It's like, oh, your life isn't that bad, so what do you have to complain about? Like, you have nothing to complain about, so, like, other people have it way worse than you, you shouldn't complain. If someone says, oh, other people have it way worse than you, so you shouldn't complain, then that's basically saying that, other people have it better than you, so, like, you can't have it good. You can't have a good life, because other people, they feel better than you. Or you shouldn't brag about your good life because other people have it way better. You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of the same comparison. So that I saw in the video and I was like, oh, that's very insightful. I find that very interesting. Yeah. Oh yeah, so my New Year resolution, this was the last one, by the way, the one of, like, making more impulsive decisions. And with impulsive decisions, I mean more like, oh yeah, if you want to befriend this person, then just go up and talk to them, what's the worst that could happen? More kind of like that. I'm not talking about, like, doing drugs or whatever. Like, I truly don't. I don't do drugs. I don't do drugs, but you shouldn't do it either. Like, really don't. You know, like, that kind of stuff. I'm not with... So when talking about impulsive or, like, bad decisions, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about more like, if you get an opportunity, then you shouldn't just reject that opportunity just because you're afraid of rejection or whatever, or that afraid that it won't work out or whatever. Like, you could try. If you want to try, you could try. And if it doesn't work out, then you have learned something about that. But, you know, kind of like that. So be more open-minded and learn from mistakes, and if you make an impulsive decision, then that could be a learning process. Because I don't want to be like some close-minded teenager that just lives their life on autopilot, you know, goes to school, goes home, goes home again, like, makes homework, goes to bed, and just doesn't do anything, and doesn't learn anything, and then later in life, when they're older and live on their own, and that then they think like, oh, I don't even know how to start dating someone. I don't know what a healthy relationship looks like. I don't know all this stuff, because I just truly didn't, like, really, yeah, I just didn't pay attention to that stuff when I was a teenager. And that I am afraid for, and that I do not want for myself. I want to learn stuff by doing stuff. So yeah, basically that. Yeah, I'm gonna stop the episode right now. And I'm also, like, gonna say goodbye and stuff. I'm gonna go on my phone, I'm gonna see if I can find the pain video thing I was talking about, because I might have just saved it. If I did save it, then I'm coming back to this video, and if I did not save it, then I'll just say goodbye, okay? Let's do that. Okay, so I'm back, and I found the video. I'm so happy. So right now I'm looking at the comments, and there was someone who said, drowning is drowning. Doesn't matter if it's 16 feet or 23 or 1,000 feet. Like, so basically what they're saying is, like, if you're experiencing pain, then that's valid. Like, your pain is valid. Doesn't matter if it's physical, mental, all that stuff. Like, If you're experiencing it, then it is real, it is there, and you should seek help or whatever. And not just And it's not like if someone is drowning 1,000 feet deeper than you, that their pain is more real, per se. You know, because you're both drowning. Let me see. Also, oh yeah, somebody said, never compare, just appreciate. Okay. Here. Here. So, I read this one, and it was very, very deep. You can't fix a bullet wound by telling the soldier he's not the first to get hit. I liked it, but I needed like a minute to really think about what it said. You can't fix a bullet wound by telling the soldier he's not the first to get hit. So basically what they're saying is like, if a soldier gets hit, like, you can't just go up to that soldier and be like, oh, you're not the first to get hit. It's not special anymore. Like, why are you crying? You got shot in the leg, but someone else got shot in their head and now is dead. Oh, that rhymes. Ah, okay. No, but so it's like, you shouldn't cry because like you have it like way better than the other person because you're like still alive, you know. And like you're not fixing the wound by saying that. You're not fixing anything, basically. Their pain is still real, it's still there. So like you could better like look for help for that person, please. Anyway. Oh, this one is interesting because it's basically what I said. Oh my gosh, I'm so insightful. Can a person be insightful? Have insightful thoughts. I think you could have insightful thoughts. I don't know. Anyway, right now I read this one. 200 pounds feels different to everyone. And that one I find beautiful because it's like, it's so true. But then I was thinking, and it was like, it really does. Because if I were to hold, well, I'm going to switch to kilograms because that's just what I've been programmed to do. But if I would, for example, hold 30 kilograms, I would find that heavy. But I could be able to hold it, I think. I could. But if my little brother, for example, needed to hold 30 kilograms, then he couldn't. Or I think he couldn't. Because he himself isn't even 30 kilograms. He's way younger than me. He himself, like his body, isn't even 30 kilograms. So how could he even lift it? But 30 kilograms is slightly more than half of my body weight. I could hold that. For the record, I'm like, what, like 51 kilograms? I'm quite light. But yeah, I think I could hold 30 kilograms. Like in the gym, I sometimes like a bit not bench press. I don't do bench presses. I can only hold the bar. Okay, maybe a bit more than the bar, but still. No, but I sometimes lift 20 kilograms, 25, so 30, yeah, I could lift that. But my little brother couldn't. And someone who doesn't go to the gym maybe also couldn't. But a bodybuilder would, like, hold it as if it was a feather. Although for me it doesn't feel like that. So, but that other person is better trained, better evolved, better, just better. So they're able to process that, like, way differently and way better, more efficiently. So, stuff like that. That is basically very interesting to me. Anyway, so yeah. I feel like there was another comment where, like, that I found really interesting, but I just can't see it. Anyway, but the video that I'm looking at is from Greek_pepperoni. I think I should mention that because, you know. Anyway, it's a reel and it's from Greek_pepperoni. Okay, so now we're done. Now we're done with the episode and I can say goodbye. So yeah. Bye-bye, Mycerise. Have a nice year. I wanted to be like, have a nice day, but then I was like, nah, no, let's just spice it up. Let's say, have a great year. Have a great 2024. And if you're listening to this way later, then I have one question. Why? Why did you not listen to this sooner? No, just kidding. Have a nice year. Regardless of what year it is that you are listening this from the, I'm not sure. Have a nice year. Bye bye, Mycerise.